At Pearl Harbor today, veterans are gathering, 60 years after the surprise attack that brought the United States into World War II. The commemoration takes place at the National Cemetery of the Pacific at 7:55 a.m. Hawaii time, the exact moment on a quiet Sunday morning 6 decades ago when Japanese planes began bombing the U.S. fleet.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington. The White House announces Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. Stay tuned to
NPR's Renee Montaigne is in Honolulu today for the anniversary. She spoke with survivors.
I'm Bob Jensen. I was on the USS Maryland, the battleship. I saw the planes coming across our bow, coming right over, doing a lot of damage. But I remember that one plane coming over there with a pilot, and he had the biggest smile on his face, and all I could see was a head with a big smile, just as plain as day. And you know, I dream every now and then of that, seeing that face come before me. It's been all these years, and it's still there. Yeah.
I am John Murphy. I was aboard the USS Vestal, moored to the USS Arizona when Pearl Harbor was bombed. Well, 7:45, I was getting ready to go on watch in the radio room. Just before the attack started, I was going to take the weather report to the officer of the deck. And that's where I was when the attack started. And it was dive bombers bombing the airstrip on Ford Island. We thought they were Army planes practicing. But then when they dropped the bombs, they swooped around and strafed us. They sounded general quarters, and I ran back to the radio room. The radio room was right against the Arizona because we were tied up, you'd say, port side to port side. We were headed in the opposite direction of the Arizona. Two men claimed they saved my life because I was going to look out the porthole. I was wondering what was going on. But they slammed the steel cover over the porthole. So when the Arizona blew up, it didn't do anything to us. It was such a terrible explosion that I didn't even know we got hit. But we got hit by two of the same kind of bombs that did in the Arizona.
The phrase Pearl Harbor, it has been compared to September 11th. What do you think?
Absolutely. You know, for years, I kind of forgot about this. The memories are starting to come back. I guess because maybe we're getting up in that death age. I don't know. But I've shed more tears lately this time than I ever have before in my life. Well, I think the real comparison is it was a shot. One thing about freedom, it's not cheap. And it brought the people, the American people, back. Just like in World War II, right after that, they come together and they stuck together and they're doing it right now. And it's the most wonderful feeling to see the flag flying around all over on cars and stuff. My flag is flying at home right now.
Pearl Harbor veterans interviewed by NPR's Renee Montaigne.